For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, after the Charlie Brown Christmas, which didn't quite do it for me, I'm really looking forward to their next play.
The Boy at the Edge of Everything at the Theater of Youth. The Boy at the Edge of Everything is the kind of play on which Theater of Youth has built its reputation. Very meaningful plays for children. And this is about two boys, one who is at the edge of everything, the edge of the universe, and another boy having issues in his own life. And through some means, I gather, involving a lot of fireworks. Every description says involving a lot of fireworks. These boys are connected, and that's The Boy at the Edge of Everything.
And it is for a slightly older crowd, kids who are in late elementary school or middle school.
And it's important for Theater of Youth to hit all the age groups, and they communicate very clearly to families, this is for this age, this is for this age.
Theater of Youth, The Boy at the Edge of Everything, opens on January 20th. Let's move downtown a little bit to the Irish classical, The Constant Wife. Is this a play or is this a short story by Maugham?
It's a play.
He wrote it as a play.
Yeah, he wrote a number of plays.
Well, I know sometimes they take his stories and turn them into plays.
Well, I know this is a play. It was a great vehicle for a number of great actresses of the 1930s, including Ethel Barrymore. A simply wonderful play about a woman who learns that her husband is unfaithful. She is a constant wife. He is a less than constant husband.
And it's going to be great to see Josephine Hogan back on the stage.
Certainly. It's interesting, too, that a topic that might have been shocking in 1926 and in the 30s, a period of time when plays about divorcees and infidelity were very much in vogue, that as you move onward through that century, the question kind of becomes, what will be shocking? Is there anything left to shock us? And the answer is always, 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 yes. There are horizons we have not yet reached. I look at the next two openings this week, Paula Vogel's brilliant play, How I Learned to Drive, about a woman who, recalling the driving lessons she received from her uncle, remembers her initiation into sex as an abusive one with a relative, inspiring lots of questions about her own life and then finally about his.
Now, is this going to be like a hashtag Me Too in your face? This is terrible. We should go marching in the streets kind of play? Or is this a more introspective play?
Well, I can't predict the reaction of every audience member. I think that this is authentically about a relationship that is abusive and she is damaged by what happens. And you are going to travel on her journey and empathize with her thinking. But as always with the theater, every individual audience member will take a different set of life experiences into the theater. We see it collectively, but we respond individually. That's the essence of the theater. That's the essence of an audience. And How I Learned to Drive is being performed at the Manny Fried Playhouse by Subversive Theater.
Well, we've gone from infidelity, which is not really news anymore.
Unless you're the victim, yeah. What?
It doesn't shock us quite the way it may have earlier in the century, to a situation that still shocks, the abuse of young girls, especially by trusted adults. And then we get into a whole other ball game. I don't know much about The Nether, but from what I gather, this sounds a little creepy.
It's very creepy, and it's a short play. The playwright Jennifer Haley explores ethics of technology. And in The Nether, people can enter this virtual world where they are able to interact with avatars who are taking the guise of beautiful Victorian children, and they can engage in, shall we say, intimate relations with these children. Now, remember, they're not real. And they can even, if they so desire, kill and dismember them. It's really spooky. So the issue becomes, since this is not real, is it therefore acceptable? So that's what she explores in this play, and it gives everyone the creeps. Perfect for Valentine's Day. No, it ends just before. Yeah, that is the ride that you have signed on for when you go to see The Nether down at Road Less Traveled.
Last week, we mentioned the basic outline of An Act of God, and you finally got over to O'Connell and Company and saw it. Well?
They're doing a good job.
It's
very dependent upon the personality of the person playing God, and Joey Buhecker is doing very, very well under the direction of Victoria Perez. The two angels assigned to him are also quite splendid. It's a quirky, funny little play where God does sort of a talk show with the audience, and he's basically revised the Ten Commandments to update them. It's very amusing.
And what's this? The trip to Toronto with Anthony Chase to see the play Charles III is sold out?
Yes, there are no tickets left, and it's more than a month away. So I guess we've done well for first time out. And so, you know, keep that in mind next time we announce one, that apparently these tickets go fast. I like to think it's the play, King Charles III, and not really the chance to ride on a bus with me. But you never know. You get lunch, too.
That must have been lunch. Lunch and a bus ride. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.